a lot of women turned up, and we are happy that, you know, we have a lot of people who are interested in the case, not just women, but men were also there. And we believe that the kind of support that we have is evident that Zimbabweans are truly concerned about women's safety and security in our country, in our streets, in our towns. We are also very happy because the lawyers that are working with the courts who are also supporting the case of the girl have informed us that the accused men have been remanded in custody. So they weren't granted bail, meaning that they are still in police custody. And we believe that this is evident. You know, the courts actually taking this matter very seriously. And we believe that this will also ensure that the seriousness with which they're taking this case will ensure that more of the culprits will be apprehended and brought to the court so that justice will be served.
Was the young lady who was accosted actually at the court hearing?
At this point in time, we would like to just reflect that the identity and the movements of the lady who was arrested to be kept very confidential because most of the culprits are still out there and she is at risk.